Good Tuesday morning, church. Boy, this is great to start my day off along with you in God's Word. Today we are in John chapter 6. And here we see Jesus crosses Lake Galilee and a large crowd follows him. A young boy offers his food of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus is able to provide enough food for all the people. In the evening, the disciples go back across the lake toward Capernaum, and Jesus approaches their boat walking on the water. And God's guiding word for us as we continue in this week is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 6 at verse 1. After this, Jesus went across the Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias, as it is also called, and a large crowd followed him because they had seen his miracles of healing the sick. Jesus went up the hill and sat down with his disciples, and the time for the Passover festival was near. Jesus looked around and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. So he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" He had said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he was going to do. And Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another one of the disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there, so all the people sat down, and there were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Now gather up the pieces left over. Let us not waste a bit." And so they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the barley loaves, which the people had eaten. Seeing this miracle that Jesus had performed, the people there said, "Surely this is the prophet who was to come into the world." Jesus knew that they were about to come and seize him in order to make him king by force, so he went off again to the hills by himself. When the evening came, Jesus' disciples went down to the lake, got into a boat, and went back across the lake towards Capernaum. Night came on, and Jesus had still not come to them. By then a strong wind was blowing and stirring up the water. The disciples had rowed about 3 or 4 miles when they saw Jesus walking on the water coming near the boat, and they were terrified. "Oh, don't be afraid," Jesus told them. "It is I." Then they willingly took him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached land at the place where they were heading for. The next day, the crowd, which had stayed on the other side of the lake, realized that there had been only one boat there, and they knew that Jesus had not gone in it with his disciples, but they had left without him. Other boats, which were from Tiberias, came to shore near the place where the crowd had eaten the bread, and the Lord had given thanks. When the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they got into those boats and went to Capernaum looking for him. And today's key verse is John 6:11, where it says that Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, distributed it to the people who were sitting there, and he did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. You know, one of the things, beloved, that we're going to have to learn about our God, if we're to live the victorious Christian life that Jesus has called us to live, is that we don't serve a God who is bound by the laws of nature. We serve a God who transcends the laws of nature. And if God needs to feed us or to feed a group of 5,000 or maybe 10 or 15,000 people, he's not restricted by the few loaves and a couple of fish that somebody may have. God is able by faith to work mighty miracles. And that was one of the things that Jesus was constantly trying to teach his disciples, that this was a faith walk and that our faith is bound only by whatever limitations our faithlessness places on that faith. And so hopefully we'll get it through our souls, as ultimately the disciples got it through theirs, that we serve a living God, not bound by the laws of nature, but is able to do whatever he needs to have done in our lives and in the lives of others. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I seek you every day. Feed and nourish me with your life-giving word. I know of the blessed assurance you give when you are there beside me, surrounding me with your love. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 6, where Jesus says that he is the bread of life. Until tomorrow, then, may the richest promises of God's word be yours.